Good morning, Rabboisai! Ah! I'm right here in Arlington Heights, DoubleTree Hotel, celebrating the Ofrov of my son. Tremendous, tremendous occasion. And as you know, when you do an Ofrov and there's a lot of guests coming from Eretz Yisrael, from different cities, and there's not a whole lot of time to sit down and prepare and learn. But yet, you have to sit down and prepare and learn. You have to do the daf. There's not a day that goes by that we don't do the daf Rabboisai. So here we are. There's a beautiful lavish Malava Malka going on right now. And we are not going to participate in the Malava Malka. We're going to do the daf. So listen to this. You could eat as much as you want. The guy's here. Actually, you know what? You tell me what the sponsors are. I can't check right now. It's the middle of the shir. What? You know, one guy that you might have to revoke his. Yeah. What are you saying? Okay. I don't have sponsors. So we're gonna go. Let's see. You have sponsors. Okay. Today's shir, leading Nishmasim Yerosi Ruspas Mordechai, the memory of our beloved niece Miri on her second yahrzeit, who left us at the young age of 9 years, 8 months, 22 days. Miri Neshama have an aliyah, and this learning bringing the chama to the family. Mim Rachel Bas Daniel Shlomo Tizichra Baruch by Cyril and Avram Meir and the boys. By Mordechai Zapaznik. L'zeich Nishmas says, great grandfather, Rabbi Avram Yishai is a Paznik, Rabbi Avram Yishayo ben Rabbi Chil, Michal Zichrono Livracha, he was a person who was very committed to Shmiras Shabbos and Yiddishkeit, maybe a Melitz Yoshe for the entire Mishpach and all of Klai Yisrael, by Michael Reiser, Mazel Tov to Reb Eli and family on the wedding of his son, may the new Zivig bring much Kavod Shamayim, thank you so much, I really appreciate Michael, Yishkeit to the whole Olam, you know, I received many emails, text messages, etc., so if I don't respond, it's not because I'm rude. It's just regular behavior. What are you saying? Picture's a little schwach? That doesn't look perfect to me at all. If that's perfect to you, Hashem Yirachem. Gary just said it's a beautiful picture. Oh, we have Paras HaChodesh, Michael Bemela, in the schus that he should make it to Uman today, this year for Roshana, and that's all I remember. I remember Fage something. Oh, there's more. He has it. Okay. In memory of his mother, the Varafego Bas Shmuel, and father-in-law Menachem Mendel Ben Elchanan Zichrono Livracha. Boys, I just want to read to you an amazing email. It was written with the help of a friend, Yehuda Kentridge, I believe. And it's written by Lavi Ze'ev Ben Yehudit Greenspan. So remember that name, Lavi Ze'ev, because we're going to say, we're going to daven for this person. Hi, my name is Lavi. When I was 26, Le'alechem went blind because of a brain tumor. Ever since I've, Baruch Hashem, become a lawyer, I'm a school shrink, and I have the schus of being mechazik people by speaking publicly about my story and bringing people closer to Hashem. But there's something missing, something that I miss more than anything, something that so many have taken for granted. I can't learn inside a Gemara. I'm still blind. I'm turning to you. This is what I need now. It's the emotional weekend. Another emotional thing. I'm turning to you because Hashem has been mezakeh you to bring so much of what's truly important to people who can never learn otherwise. The people who are scattered across the vast diaspora and the big Talmid Chachamim. You've been a shaliach with tremendous achas b'Torah and Klal Yisrael. I turn to you and your wonderful Torah family to turn to Ribbono Shel Olam. On my behalf, beseech him to give the ability to see the Heilige Torah. See, Rabbis, we take for granted. Here's a person crying. And he wants to see the Heilige Torah. He wants to see the Gemara inside. He listens to the Torah, but he can't hear it. He can't see it. And get married. He wants to get married. Because we're here now by a marriage. Yeah, the learning at. That's why I'm reading this. We're here for the chassid of my son, a tremendous schos. And I have here Reb Eli Kapalovich, my mechutan, sitting here as well. This shidduch should be Oyla Yafa, and this tzaddik should be zeich to get married also to build a family of Torah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish betuva b'chol yom tamid. Loi toiv heyoyis adam levadoi, he's reminding us. He's hakol yachol, einoim levadoi. Thank you so much. Hamavarach v'hamavarachim is Baruch Hu b'kevah keflayim b'schar sharam Yisrael. Amen. Amen. It's Yisrael till a week until Please, can I have a short private audience with you before I leave to get a bracha in person? Thanks. So, a birkas hedyot is just as good on Zoom and on YouTube. And I'm going to ask the oilam now, if everybody together, we'll say it together. In Schos Lavi Ze'ev Ben Yehudis, he should have a refuah shlema and should have a shidduch bekaroy. Everybody, Lavi Ze'ev Ben Yehudis, Greenspan. Yeah, Yisrael Goldstein went to Uman with him? Wow. Noam also knows Lavi Greenspan. Here's one from Jeff Gordon in Boynton Beach, Miami Beach. For the past year and a half, I've been stuck at home during the pandemic. Is there a vacation? So he went to Iceland. And while he's in Iceland, of course, he made sure to watch it out. Everybody knows Jeff Gordon. He's on that famous video. Imagine my surprise that one morning I tune in and lo and behold, you're in my backyard in Miami. I'm sure Sandy treated you well and offered some low-key humor to keep your attention. I feel awful I missed the opportunity to finally meet you in person. It was amazing. Sandy treated us tremendous. Catered meal, the whole thing. But life is all about timing. So now the achrayus is on me to hopefully soon make it back there to stroll and attend the daf in person at the mothership. Please send Yeshua my best. I knew he was also in town, but keep hearing he's everywhere. And honestly, no one ever remembers seeing him. LOL. May we all be mazel and have everyone see him together in person. Jeff Gordon. Do we have time for another one? You know what? It's Sunday morning. This is a really, really good one. I recommend saving this for a day that you have time. It's a super important message. I agree. My continuous war on dopamine and the daf. Dear Rebelli, this is Yoili Dopamine. No, I'm kidding. His name is... I forgot how to pronounce his name. What's this all about? Okay, wow. Rav Shlomo Miller is on from Borough Park. His son was a donor to a kidney transplant. You should have a refuah shlema. So check this out. Yoili Doblet. Yes, my plan is to eventually beat Kalman from the five towns in the frequent email competition. I want to point out another huge benefit this year has in my life. Hopefully inspire others to take advantage of this as well. You hear this, Rabbi Oisai? One of my primary struggles is curbing YouTube time, which has never-ending lore of dopamine release. Dopamine is a chemical released by the brain when, for example, one eats junk food, plays video games, one spends mindless time on the screen, and would start with watching political debate, leading to watching Michael Jordan's most famous dunks, and somehow eventually, 3 hours later, watching a mongoose fighting a rattlesnake. This guy is awesome. I don't know. Does he have my history? What is going on here? Michael Jordan's best dunks, and before you know, you're watching a mongoose battling a rattlesnake. Unbelievable. I think he's stalking me with the mongoose eating. At this point, one is frequently surrounded by potato chips, chip crumbs. In Judaism, some refer to dopamine simply as the Yetzirah. He's right. Yidden said they have all these different names. It's the Yetzirah. It's dopamine. It feels good in the short term, but leaves you drained and empty. My main strategy in this war was to only allow myself a dose of dopamine stuff after completing a low dopamine activity, aka boring stuff, such as sending out invoices, making a phone call. I've been putting out, you hear his idea? Do a small thing, then watch a little YouTube. There are many ups and downs. I have many interests that stimulate my mind, such as chess matches, music history, political debate, and sports, and the phone is so accessible, the battle plan was slowly working. Enter Reb Eli Sher on YouTube. One new simple rule was a game changer. I may not watch any YouTube on my phone until I finish that day's daf, plus the amount of catch-up of Masechta Shabbos, where I fell off the daf Yomi first with last year. The strategy in Milchemes HaYetzer has been so effective that most days I go to sleep without having seen Ben Shapiro or Tucker Carlson clips that day. When I close my eyes, I no longer hear Dr. Fauci's voice. Fauci, not a typo. I'm seeing evidence that this is making me a better husband, father, friend, and a better Jew. Yisher koyach for helping me on this pathway to a more authentic life. Please share this with the rest of the NY community, as I'm not the only one entangled in this dopamine battle. As my Rav, Rabbi Yomin Eisenberger, put it, it is the challenge of our generation. Thank you for allowing me to share. I love you all. Yol Alevi, I forgot how to pronounce his name, D-O-P-P-E-L-T. P.S. I thought that in the spirit of the struggle, I would try to be more present and slow you down to regular speed when learning the daf. But what can I say? I don't think it will happen in this lifetime. I hope by the next cycle in 2027, I'll be ready to demote to 1.25 speed. P.P.S. I have a long-term plan to make so much progress that my ADHD will stand for addicted to my daf hayomi dose. ADHD. Gevaldik. My boys have beautiful emails, as usual. Keep them coming. It was a beautiful Shabbos. Thank you. And tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day. You guys discuss when the shir should be. I think I'm going to do it at 12 o'clock p.m. My wife is not happy. Zokt the Halakha Gemara. Wadaf Chof Hey, Omer Aleph, Masechta Sukkah. And we are discussing, we just have to finish off the sugya. We stopped the middle of a sugya. What happens if you have a sukkah that has moving walls, a sukkah made out of fabric, out of a tarp, moving walls, toshma? Shavas Betel Shugavoya Asara. We have three cases that are basically the same exact cases. And they are, one was in a tel. A tel is a mountain, a mound. Here's a picture of a mound. The tel is not meant, it wasn't built and designed for humans. It was there from Sheshis and Mebereshis, Shugavoya Asara, Vu Arba Amos Ad Beis Osayim. It's minimum 4 amos by 4 amos, and it might be up to 2 saw. What's the significance of 2 saw? Because anytime you have something that's not a Rishus HaYachid, like a Carmelus, it's Nishtahin and Nishtaher, we have 120 people on Zoom. It's amazing. On a Motzi Shabbos in New York, who knows? It's already past midnight over there. Oh, because we have Eretz Yisrael. I forgot about Eretz Yisrael. 7:15 Eretz Yisrael. We have people in the Beis Medrash. Wow, Shalom Aleichem, guys in the Beis Medrash. MDY, how you doing, Dailam? It just went dark on you. Okay, beautiful. Shavas betel shugavaya sorvu ma'arba amas al beis osayim. So he's sitting on top of this. Now what's going on here? Let's talk. Let's take it a step back. On Shabbos, you're permitted to go 2,000 amas from the end of your house, from the end of your city, from the end of your shvisas, knias rishus. What's the word? Where you shavas on Shabbos. Now, if you put an erev, you put challah, so the 2,000 amas starts from that point, great. So that's Shabbos 2,000 amas. If your place is on top of this mound, or the reverse of a mound, which is a neka, you go into the ground, but you live, that you're kind of shvisa, that's the word, kind of shvisa in this area. So this whole place becomes yours. Your 2,000 amas starts from the boundary of this neka. So you got 2,000 amas this way, 2,000 amas this way, but that's it, 2,000 amas. So it doesn't matter if it's a hole in the ground or a mound of the thing. And the third case is if it's made out of wheat, stalks of wheat. Now, there's only one difference here. Let me ask you a question. If you are in this little neka, so here are your walls. You can see your walls are very defined. Here they are. But if you're on a mound of dirt, how's that your rishus? How's that your home? Where are the walls? New. So you have to say, good, asik, mechitzta. The walls, that's why the Gemara tells us it's 10 tefachim tall. So it already has within it built-in 10 tefachim walls, and they go upwards, and they create invisible walls around. I guess the best case, the easiest case to understand is this right over here. You live in a house made out of stalks. Okay. Shavaz betel shugavayasor, vu arba amoiz ad. Based on Simon, it has to be minimum arba amos. B'chem yinegashu amoy gasara, it's 10 tefachim deep. Um arba amos ad based on Simon, it's up until 2 saw. In terms of square amos, b'chem kama k'tura, you have stalks that are chopped down, they're cut. B'shibalis mekivas oisa, and they have stalks all around, like a maze. Sometimes they have these mazes. You have somebody cut within the corn or within the stalks. You have a little area. That's where you decided to spend your Shabbos, beautiful Shabbos, within the stalks. Mahalchas kula, so of course you can walk within the stalks and within the mound, all around. But from that point on, b'chutzala, from that point on, alpayim amo. Ask the Gemara the question, afagav, the cause of asi. What about the stalks? They move in the wind. And we just said that anything that moves in the wind is not considered a mechitza. Right? We decided already that this sukkahs, we're getting rid of our tarp sukkahs and our fabric sukkahs, we're going to solid sukkahs. Or we're going to correct the fabric by putting in ropes. Your wife is going to ask, what is going on here? It's ugly. It doesn't matter because the tarps move. And it's not a good sukkah. It's not a good mechitza. Says the Gemara, we must say, Hasam nami davidle behutza v'dafno. If you look closely in this circle right over here, they strengthened the wheat, the stalks, so that it doesn't move in the wind, and therefore it's a proper mechitza. We have a beautiful sugi coming up, says the Mishnah, the official Mishnah sponsored by Fishel. Shluchei mitzvah p'tur min ha-sukkah. If you are on a mission to perform a mitzvah, such as to learn Torah, says Rashi, or to redeem somebody who's in captivity, pidyon shvuim, or to go see your Rebbe. So you have a job already. You're already busy with a mitzvah. And Isaac ben mitzvah, pater min a mitzvah. If somebody's doing one mitzvah, you don't have to do another mitzvah. There's a major machloikis rishonim here in the sugyo. What if you could do both? What if one doesn't? Obviously, if we had the whole sugya, a person that's wearing tzitzis, of course he's not potter from all mitzvahs. Okay, is this going to take away from his concentration, etc.? Okay, so that's step number one. If you have a chayla she'ein bo sakana, this is not a danger. You're in the nursing home. And the nurses, p'turim in asuka, again, they're potter from asuka. We're going to see exactly what's going on. Oichlin b'shoysin arai chutz l'sukkah. So there are three things that you must perform in the sukkah. That's eating and drinking and sleeping. It says over here that you could eat and drink. We'll see in the Gemara exactly how much. But achilas arai. You're allowed to take a little snack. You're allowed to drink a little bit. But you cannot take a little shluf in the sukkah. You can't sleep ashenas arai even for 2 minutes. Why? What's the difference? What's the difference between eating a little bit and sleeping a little bit? Well, sleeping, you might not get up. Have a yitzahara, keep on going. I saw very interesting, there are people that are very makbid, not to eat anything outside of the sukkah. So I saw a Pinkos, he said, that he's once on a trip to America, on sukkahs. And he's on the plane and he didn't eat. And he landed and he didn't eat, and he's starving. Didn't eat, he has a minig, he doesn't eat. And he writes that he has charata, because it's mutter to drink arai, it's mutter to eat arai, whatever that shear is. And he was mitzar himself on yantif, and it's yantif. Simchas hayantif, he's over, he says, I shouldn't have done that. It's a mistake on my part. Minani mili, how do we know this idea of isik ben mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah? And we know, I mentioned it many, many times, the unbelievable Hashgacha Pratis that we learned Mesechus Pesachim, and we finish Mesechus Pesachim Erev Pesach. We're learning Mesechus Sukkah, and we're going to finish Mesechus Sukkah right before Sukkot. On Rosh Hashanah this year, we learned two dapim about Rosh Hashanah. It was incredible, etc., etc. We had it a few times, just recently again. And today, I'm sitting here in the hotel celebrating the Ofer of my son and tomorrow as well. And unbelievably, we have a sukkah about a chassan, simchas ha-chassan, and how a chassan is supposed to act on. And the Gaon says that anytime the Torah coincides with the parsha and the Gemara, it's like a Shbaruch who is giving you a hug. A Shbaruch who is telling you, hey, what's up? This is a way of talking to you. Take it seriously. And tomorrow also, the sugi continues. Nachamal, Chosin v'ashishvinim, Chosin and his friends. Mamish was sitting here with his friends. Crazy. 20 of his friends. I don't know how many were his friends. 30 of his friends. V'nani mili. The Tonar Rabbanon, b'shiftecha b'veisecha. We say it every day. You're supposed to say Kriyashma. Learn Torah, b'shiftecha b'veisecha when you're sitting in your house. Prat, lo'isik b'mitzvah. You don't have to say Kriyashma if you're performing a mitzvah. U'velechtecha v'aderech. Prat l'chosin. Now, what is the difference? We just said that a person that's performing a mitzvah doesn't have to say Kriya Shema. So why is a chassan any different? And the obvious answer is, and Rashi points it out, a person is Isaac b'mitzvah, meaning He's doing Hashavas Aveda. He's carrying an animal. He's doing something. He's running around. Over here, you have a person that the entire mitzvah, what he's tarred in, is in his head. It's only in his head. Mental. He's tarred mentally. And that's also something, as the Gemara is going to describe, he's potter from mitzvahs. He's potter from Kriyashma. Mikan Amru, Hakoinus is a psula potter. If he's marrying a psula, then he's potter from Kriyashma because he's tarred. He's concerned about the mitzvah and everything, and it's worrying him. He's worried also that he's not going to find her a psula. That's his concern over here. But Almana obviously doesn't have that concern that he's not going to find psulim, so he doesn't have that concern. So therefore, he's chayav b'kriyashma. My mashma. How do we see from the words of Alechtecha v'aderech? Omer avuno kiderech. It's like the way ma derech rishos. You can pick and choose any way you want. Go right, go left. Av kol rishos. So too, these mitzvahs. Lapuki hayde mitzvah. So too, when you're saying shema, you have rishos. It's you can do whatever you want, but if you don't have rishos, you can't do whatever you want. You're in the middle of doing a mitzvah. You're asking for mitzvah. You're potter from kriyashma. Miloy askinon as the Gemara, but who told you where he's going? Maybe he's also, maybe it also includes a guy going to a mitzvah. He's going. Doesn't say where he's going. Okay, so he's saying most of the time he's going to Dvar Rishos, he's going to the grocery store. But maybe it also includes somebody's going to a mitzvah. Miloy askinon goes to Dvar Mitzvah. And nevertheless, the Torah says you should say Kriyashma, even though you're asuk b'mitzvah. Says Gemara M.K. Leimakro b'sheves uvelaches my b'shiftecha uvelachecha. Okay, so it's a drasha. The extra chav at the end is what we're darshining. Beleches lida chudim lechayves or beleches the mitzvah p'tiras belechtecha. What's the drasha? It's your going. It doesn't say going. It's not a person going. It's you. You're going for yourself. What's going for yourself? Rishos. But if you're going for a mitzvah, anytime you're going for a mitzvah, it's not for you. It's for Hashem. That is when you are. Okay, as the Gemara, so now we're going to break it down. So now what's the difference? If a person is going for a mitzvah, he's doing a mitzvah, so what's the difference? He marries an almana, marries a grusha, marries a psula. At the end of the day, he's getting married and that's a mitzvah. That mitzvah itself should pater him from kriyashma. Says the Gemara, according to a psula tarid. Well, there's two things. There's a guy that's performing a mitzvah and there's a guy that's busy. Tarid. He doesn't have the head for it. So a person who marries a psula version, he's tarud. Koines almana loy tarud. He doesn't have the same tirda. B'chalecha, so now the Gemara breaks it down even more. So what are you telling me? That the point is tirda. The point is the person who can't perform. He has something on his mind. B'chalecha the tarud, achinami the patur, ela, miyad the tovas finas b'yam. He has a major issue, a personal problem. His ship just went down. His business went kaput. He lost a lot of money in the stock market. So he that is tarred, he doesn't have to say kriyashma. He's even more tarred than a chassid. So maybe he should also be potter. Achinami the potter, v'chidei ma'achinami. And if you'll say yes, omer rabba, omer zavd omer rab, ovel chay b'chol ha-mitzvah samuz b'toira. A person who just lost a loved one. Hardest time in the world to concentrate. How can you concentrate in such a time? All you're thinking about is the tsar. Yet, chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvah samuz b'toira. Person's chayiv in everything. Chutz min ha-tefillin. There's one mitzvah, he's potter. Sharei, nemar, behem pe'er. We're going to see the real drasha, or another drasha. But the point is that tefillin, it says pe'er, it's your glory. You don't wear tefillin when you're rolling in the dust with tsar. So, avel is chayiv in mitzvahs. But why? If the whole point is tirda, that I am occupied, preoccupied with thought, so then what's the difference between an avel and a chasam? Says the Gemara, you need a combination of two things. Ha chatarit tirda the mitzvah. You need to be preoccupied, but with a mitzvah. Chasam tarit tirda the rishos. When a person is an avel, it's rishos. Now, maybe avel has to act by avelos. He does. Says Rashi, he has to take his shoes off and he has to sit on the floor, but he's not mechuyev to be bitzar. Daddy has no chiyev to be bitzar. He has to act bitzar, says Rashi. Let's see it inside, actually. It's a good Rashi. four lines from the bottom. Sha'af al pishu chayiv. Tirta the Rishu says Rashi. Sha'af pishu chayiv linugav velus shelni ilo rechitza v'siko. He can't bathe. He can't take a haircut. Laharis kfoid meisoy. It's just to show from the outside. It's a very important Rashi. It's an outer show, l'kovad ha-meis, but it doesn't mean that you have a chiyuv to sit and cry and to be bitzar. Azoy zok Rashi. Enoy chayiv litzar. I just thought it's very interesting. I'm sure they talk about it, that an Ovel has aninos, the first day is Oinem. Then he has 7 days of Avelos, of Shiva. Then he has 30 days of a lower type. And then he has a whole year that he can't listen to music and he has to say Kaddish and the whole thing, right? Whole year. And the flip side is a Chasan. A Chasan has the day of his Chasano, Sheva Brachas, and he has Shloshim. There's a Halachas of Shloshim. We just learned an hour of Masechta trying to attract the chos and the whole thing. The kala has different halachas, and you have shana rishayna. It's very interesting. I don't know what it is exactly. The parallel you have and it's the first day is the most powerful. Then go 7 and 30. Okay. Huh? You know what? Being that you said it, I'll say it even better. They say it says in the pasuk Toiv leleches obeis ha'avel meleches lebeis ha'mishta. It's better to go to the house of mourning than to go to a wedding. The question is why, and the answer is Noam tried to say something like that because at a chasana you bury two people. Okay. What he's trying to say is that when you get married, it's a type of an avelos. This is Shiva. Okay. It's a good thing when Noam spoke beautifully. He was the first speaker out of, I want to say there was at least 20 speakers. The Shabbos was a little crazy. All the friends wanted to speak. Fine. Noam was number one, and he actually knocked it out of the ballpark. So Yishkoyach, good thing you kept that joke to yourself. Zok the Gemara. V'isik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah ma'achan afka. What? This is where we learn the idea of ha'isik b'mitzvah. The Gemara is going to bring another place where we learn this idea that if you're doing a mitzvah, you don't have to do another mitzvah. Now, Rashi keeps on saying, and you'll see soon also, ha'isik b'mitzvah, you're doing a smaller mitzvah that could patter you, the chiddush is, you could patter you from even a larger mitzvah, a more important mitzvah, or a mitzvah, we'll see, kares, karban pesach, etc. Ha'isik mitzvah, but the mitzvah, I learned from another place, the sanya. As it says in the pasuk, if you look in the side, we're talking about the Pesach Sheni, Korban Pesach Sheni. That what? If people were tummy, the war people that are tummy, they couldn't bring the Korban Pesach on Yudalad Nisan. So Akash Baruch Hu said, and Akash Baruch Hu said there's something called Pesach Sheni. Who couldn't bring a carbon Pesach? Noisei aroi noi shel Yosef hoyu divrei Reb Yosli Haglili. You hear? Reb Yosli Haglili says that it's noisei aroi noi shel Yosef. Those who carried the Aron of Yosef Atzad. Now, I want to bring up a very interesting topic. Very interesting topic. You hear? There are people, Kohanim, that go to Uman. Why do they go to Uman? Because they say that a tzaddik's kever is not metama. I'm sure the Lubavitchers, they go to the, I don't know, I didn't hear. I'm assuming that they go to the oil of the Rebbe. And many, many Kohanim go to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So it's a shaila. Are you allowed to go to the, so here's the sugya. It says in the Medrash that Eliyahu HaNavi, after Rabbi Akiva was killed, Eliyahu HaNavi grabbed Rabbi Akiva on his shoulder and ran away with him. So they said, Eliyahu, you're a Kayin. What are you doing? So he said, Tamid HaChachamim are not Metama. So that's the Medrash. So in fact, there's major Rishonim like the Ramban and all sorts of Rishonim, the Chinuch, the Rashba. They prove from this Medrash, oh, Tamid HaChachamim is not Metama. You're allowed to be Metama. Tosfos argues, and Tosfos says, that Reb Akiva, not over here, that Reb Akiva was a meis mitzvah because he was Arugi Malchus, and they wouldn't give up the body, So Eliyahu HaNavi had to grab the body and run. He had to save the body. But it's not because the Medrash says that he said Tamid Chachamim, Anam Tama. He says it was a Tchiyah Ba'alma. And that is, it's a whole sugi, it's a whole long arichos. The morale says, and you know what? I'll ask you, how can you prove from our sugya that a Tamid Chachim is Matama? It's Mamish Mefurish. It says, Yosef at Tzadik was Matama, those who held Aram. And the morale says, I think it was the morale, the Rishon. Rishon, not the morale Meprag. Morale, I think it was him. One of them said, well, you think that we're the Yosef at Tzadik, you're talking about Sitkas of Yosef at Tzadik. Who's greater than Yosef at Tzadik? And he's Matama. And there he became Tumayim. These are people holding the Aron. These are Gdoilim holding, and they became Tumayim. Okay. Anyways, it's a sugya. The Avni Nezer was asked when the Sfas Emes was Nifter. He was asked, could the Kohen be Metamet to the Sfas Emes? And he said, absolutely not. It's also. So the Kitzer, don't think it's a simple parsha. There's a lot spoken over here. So look into it yourself. Says the Gemara. So Rabbi Isaac Lili says that it's those who were carrying the Aron of Yosef, they couldn't bring a carbon Pesach, they had to bring it on Pesach Sheni. You just turned to Chofeim and Beis, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group, for all those who need Shiduchim Refuas and Yeshuas, including our blind friend, please join Tehillim.8mindaf.com. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Mishovel Tzofan Hayu, Mishovel Tzofan, War, Shoyoyskim, Benodav Aviu, famous Nodav Aviu that died, who were Mishal Vel Tzafan? Their cousins. Rabbi Yitzchak Oimer. So they were Isaac and them. There's a whole beautiful Tysis here. You know what? I'll talk about Tysis because it could lead into something else, maybe. Tysis says, if we learned, remember Nodav Aviu, two strings of fire went into their nose and they died. But there's another mandama that says they were completely burnt. And if they were completely burnt, ashes are not metama. So Tosfos says, what? No. There's a mandama that says they got completely consumed. The two fires that went into the nose, it was the inside. That was that. But there's another mandama that says they completely consumed. It says Tosfos, look at Tosfos. The Shemo Shildon Hoyso Kayemes. So you're probably thinking Sheled, like in Hebrew, means like the skeleton, but it's not what it means, because we learned it already in Nida, I think. It means the outline. Like if you burn a body on a piece of leather or something, if you could see the outline, that's a Sheled. Then it's still Metama, and that brings me to my Maisa, but if you're new, I'll say it again. That I still have this property. It's called Abney Lake in Indianapolis. And one day I get a call that one of the apartments burnt down. Okay, great. Burnt down means we make a lot of money. Build it. They pay you for a lot of other apartments. Great. But then the FBI shows up and the FBI says, the guy that rented that apartment is missing. We need to check the apartment. So they check the apartment. Of course, he's not in there. So they check the whole property, he's not on property. They come back a few days later and they say, we need to drain the lakes in your property. So I printed out, I said this picture before, but today, just to make it interesting, I printed out what it looks like, the lakes. This is the property. It's 460 apartments, so like 47 buildings. This is one lake up here, but these green masses over here are also lakes. These are dirty lakes, all this green. It's a lot of water, Rabbi Yisrael, a lot. And we need to drain the lakes. First they went in with scuba diving gear. They couldn't find them. To make a long story short, I think it was after 3 months, we were about to renovate the apartment, and the first was sealed off, and then they discovered that this guy is actually in the apartment, and that everybody has trampled over him. There was no zecher to this guy. He was burnt to such a crisp, there's no shelled, there's no outline of his body even. That's what they discovered. That is the Maisa. I'm sorry to tell you, but there's such a thing as no Shelet and Shelet, but that's Shelet. What? You don't remember the story? No. Look at me. Oh, you do? Okay. 10 minutes. What? We have left? Shachar is in 10 minutes. Oh, what do you mean? We already started on Vez. It's more than enough time. Zog the Gemara. So, ask the Gemara. Rav Yitzchak Goyimer. Im noisi Aaron ishay Yosef hayu kfar hayu choylem tar. The Rashi says they didn't carry Yosef's Aaron for 10 months. So what is it? It's not like they carried it yesterday. They had 10 months before Pesach to become tar. It can't be that. When was Nadav and Avihu? When did they die? On the 1st of Nisan. Pesach is on the 14th. When did they discover the idea? When the HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk about the Paraduma on the 2nd? Kitzer, they had plenty of time until Pesach, a whole week, to be mentar with the Afer of the Paraduma. So it cannot be. So Rashi says it cannot be. I'm just explaining Rashi. It cannot be a real meis mitzvah. That's not what we're talking about. Real meis mitzvah, you got to do it. There's no choice. We're talking about relatives. It's a mitzvah. Meis mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Shechal shvi shlem liyos b'erev Pesach. It's very interesting. Rashi uses a lashon here. If you look at Rashi, you'll have to go all the way down. Not all the way down, but like almost two thirds. Well, 10 lines before it becomes wide. And Rashi says that when you bury your dead, your mishpacha, it's a mitzvah kala. Mitzvah kala. Why is it a mitzvah kala? It's a massive mitzvah. I'm burying. So I saw a beautiful pshat that just gives us some light of what's going on. If you recall, in the Midbar, they weren't mal their children. It was the wrong. So somebody that's not mal's child cannot bring a carbon Pesach. Remember? I'm just saying this for those beautiful halachas that we learned. If you have a child doesn't have a bris milah, you're not allowed to bring a carbon pesach. In the Midbar, they didn't do milah to the children. So there's many, many people out there that couldn't bring a carbon pesach anyways. Let them bury the dead. You want to bury your own mishpacha? That's a mitzvah kala. Thought it was cute. Zok to Gemara. Hoy shalom pesach. Shenem avol yochel lasis pesach b'yimahu. These people couldn't do it that exact day. They become tar the next day. So the bottom line is, the Gemara is asking a question. Let's not forget the question. The question is, why are you telling me that you learned that Oisik b'mitzvah patur b'mitzvah from Kriya Shema? That you don't have to say Kriya Shema if you're doing a mitzvah. And over here, all of a sudden, we have another source. If you want to perform a mitzvah of burying the dead, and you know that Pesach is coming up at the end of the week, you don't bring a carbon Pesach, you bury the dead. It's a mitzvah kala. It's a very light mitzvah to bury the dead versus missing out on the beautiful carbon Pesach, which is a chiyuv kares if you don't do it. Tzricha. Diashmin hazam, mishum delay mata zman chiyuv de Pesach. When you're performing the burying the dead, it wasn't Pesach yet. I'll worry about Pesach when Pesach comes. Pesach comes. Sorry, I'm Tommy already. But right now, today, there's no mitzvah. So I don't have to worry about tomorrow. Maybe I'll be dead by tomorrow. Who knows? Right now, I have to do a mitzvah. But over here, that Kriya Shema is right now. It's right now. So maybe I should drop whatever I'm doing and do Kriya Shema. Emeloi. And if it only says it by Kriya Shema, I'm sure they like a karas. Kriya Shema is not a big deal. You don't get karas if you don't say Kriya Shema. I'm lost and they get karas. Pesach is very severe. Emaloi. I would say that it's usur to bury your relatives when you have a karas that's upcoming and you won't be doing it. Tzricha. Gufa. Omer Rabbi Zavda Omer Rab. Ovel chai b'chol ha-mitzvah samuris b'toira. Ovel is chai in everything. Chutz mitzvillin. Shari nema b'hem pe'er. Now the Gemara says beautifully. They discuss exactly what the Nakuda is, how. But what happened? Yecheskel, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, listen, I'm going to kill your wife, Le'elenu, in the Magefa. And I want you to wear tefillin to show Klal Yisrael that this is what's going to happen to them. They won't be busy with their dead. They'll be as if nobody died. They'll have the weird feeling. But what does that tell me? That tells me that everybody else in the world that has a loss doesn't wear tefillin. You wear tefillin. You are different. Hashem tells you, Yecheskel, I want you to wear tefillin. Meaning, everybody else that has a loss does not wear tefillin. So from here I see that the only mitzvah that you don't do is tefillin. Only when a person is an oinon, when the tzar is tremendous, that's the biggest tzar that there is the first day. Another halacha, he says in the name of Rav. Ovel chayev besukkah. A person who's avelos, lost a loved one, has to sit in the sukkah. Pshita, we said that Ovel is chayev in all the mitzvahs. We just finished saying. Ovel is chayev in every single mitzvah in the world. There's one exception called tefillin. And now you're telling me, oh, by the way, he's also chayev in a sukkah. And he's also chayev in matzah. And he's, what's the chiddush? Ma de seima hoyol v'omer rabbi v'zav domer rab. Mitzdar padam in a sukkah. So this is the way of the Gemara to narrow it down, to explain to us, what is this tsar? You have a fly that comes flying in and he lands on your nose 10 times. That's tsar that makes you potter from a sukkah. For instance, by me, in my sukkah, I don't know, I'm passing for myself, I have to go ask the Rav now. Every night, the hoodlums come and they scream and they carry on right by downstairs. We have a park right by. And they make noise and they're throwing things and they wake me up 1,000 times. Is that mitzdar min asukah? All right? I use the plugs and I use the noise. Doesn't help. Mitzdar padam min asukah. Hayna mitzdaru. This guy is also bitzar. Why? Because he's a avil. He just lost a loved one. So maybe he's bitzar and anybody that's bitzar is padam from his sukkah. It's when it comes from the sukkah, the tzar. If it rains in your sukkah, if it whatever it is, some exterior thing, fine, you're bitzar. It's very, very hot. You're part of the sukkah. But if you created the tzar in your own head, somebody died, nobody told you to be sad, you decided on your own to be sad. You could control yourself. You could be not sad if you want. You have to chill out, be calm, and sit in the sukkah. Another halacha from the same person. Here we go. You hear what's going on in Rabbi? Say, for me, I'm being selfish. Baruch Hu gave me a special thing. Somebody was telling me, somebody wrote me an email. He sees special things in the Gemara for him. Everybody in their own thing. Everybody. Achanan Pressman and Avi Sherman. Mamish, here he is. Avi, Shalom Aleichem. Mazel tov to you. You see what's going on here? The week of the Ofrof. V'chol b'nei achupa p'tur min ha-sukkah. Chosen. And all his groomsmen, all these chaverim. V'chol b'nei achupa p'tur min ha-sukkah. Kol shiva, departed from the sukkah. All 7 days of the Sheva Brachos. My time. Mishum d'ba'u l'michdi. Because they have to rejoice, they have to be happy. Zechiyuv, you hear this? They have to be happy. Ask the Gemara, v'lechlu b'sukkah, v'lechlu b'sukkah. What's the problem? Let them do it all in a sukkah. Ein simcha elo b'chupa. You hear, Aaron? What does this mean? There's no, the only simcha that you could have is only within the chupa. What is a chupa? What does that mean? You hear, Avi? We're going to learn a new thing here. What is a chuppah? Chuppah doesn't mean those four poles. You can only have simcha under the four poles. So for this, we got to jump into Tosfos. The Tosfos, Meshum de Leimatas Man Chiyuva. I'm sorry. Ein simcha ela b'chuppah. Like four lines before it becomes white. Ein simcha ela b'chuppah. Mashma mikan. Dim yotza chasam chuppah. If a chasen leaves his chuppah. You know what? I think we should start from the bottom of Tosfos. V'tzarech ledaktik. I'll come back to this, Bezer Hashem. Remind me to come back to this. V'tzarech ledaktik. It's five lines before the end of Tosfos. Ma'i chupa. What is a chupa? Di b'makim shebirchu tchilo b'kis hanitzun k'reli chupa. If it's under the four poles. Parm shafilu b'choy b'yer. Ella says Tosfos. Two lines before the end. Makim ike yeshiva aschaz v'kala k'reli chupa. It's where they reside. The house. That first house that the chazan k'al share. That is their chupa. Not just he's passing by. In that house of the chasen and kala, that's where you do shavar brachas. So what if they leave that house and they go outside of that house and they go to the friend's house for shavar brachas? Do you do shavar brachas? Says Tosfos, you're not going to believe this. No, you don't do Sherev Brachas. They go to a restaurant to make a Sherev Brachas. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch brings this Tosfos. And Sfardim do not say these brachas if they eat outside. However, the Maharal explains there's different, the Taz, the Maharal, the whole Arichos here. So what does it mean they go out? If they're going to a place that's special for them, the friends of the father is making a Sherev brachas, right? They're making in, what is it called in Brooklyn? It's a Shiloh, everybody, so we have to ask the Chassan if he wants to be there or not. But if the Chassan wants to be there, Mark Ashkenazi is forcing him to come. But if the Chassan doesn't want to be there, we have a major problem. We can't say these brachas. We're going to have to do halacha l'maisa, Mark. But if the Chassan wants to be there, says the Maharal and the Taz, they want to. There's a game, there's a magician and a zach and the whole thing. They want to be there. Then it's for the Chassan. That's called the Chuppas Chassan. That's the house of the Chassan for that moment. For that, very, very interesting Taisus. I ain't in this Taisus. And to finish off today's sugya, v'levdu chupa basuka. So let them sleep, according to Taisus, let them just live in the chupa. We did this. V'levdu basuka, v'levdu chupa, ain't simcha v'makom suda. They have to be together. You have to have the simcha together wherever the food is. As the Gemara said, at the end of the day, v'levdu chupa bas sukkah. So let them live in the sukkah. The problem is, there's no bathroom in the sukkah. So the chassan might leave for 5 minutes to go to the restroom, and somebody's going to slip in there, and it's going to be yichud. There's a tzar of a chassan that what? The chassan wants to be playful with the kala. He wants to act like a chassan and a kala act, and he's embarrassed about the people that are watching him. And if you have a three-walled sukkah, it's open to the public, and he won't do so. My benayu, if there's a lot of people, so you see over here, we're not talking about beer or anything like that, but we're talking about as a chassan is, I don't know if the word is intimate, it's a little bit strong, but how chassan acts with the kala, they look at each other, they talk, they whisper, that whole thing, it's embarrassing if people are watching, people they don't know, because the Gemara is talking about these people in the sukkah. So there's no yichud. They are there, the people are there, and it causes them tzar. Or Rav Zeira, ana achli besukkah, me, myself, when I was a chosin, I eat in the sukkah, b'chadi b'chupa. What are the gurus here? Hold on. V'chadino besukkah. No, achli besukkah, v'chadi besukkah. V'kolshkin, v'chadi liboy, d'kavid n'tarti. I did both. I was in the sukkah. I ate in the sukkah, and I was yotze both. I got married. We got married before sukkahs because you're not allowed to get married in yontif, says Tosfos. Somebody. Kol shkin l'chadi liboy. I was mekayim both. I was able to get married before sukkahs and be mekayim the sherev brachos and everything in the sukkah and the mitzvah of sukkah. How wonderful to be mekayim all the mitzvahs when we can. But boys, thanks for joining. Tomorrow, Be'ezar Hashem, 12 p.m. Chicago time. So it's 1 p.m. New York time. Yishkoyach for all the well wishes. Have a wonderful week. Agutavoch. Yishkoyach.